Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Relationship Pod. I'm your host, Sarah Boutros, a relationship coach who helps women become more confident and secure in their relationships. Today, I am joined by a very special guest, my client, Victoria, who's been working with me for 3 months now, I think it has been.
3 months, I know.
Yeah, and I wanted to invite her on to talk about her journey because I think that she has done such an incredible job in the last 3 months. Like, the transformation has just been so inspiring. And I feel like you get a lot of podcasts where people talk about how they're at the end goal. And sometimes when you're in the middle of the transformation, you don't really see a lot of people talking about that experience. And I think that there can be a lot of value in seeing somebody on their journey. So that's why I wanted to bring her on. And welcome.
Thank you.
We're actually meeting for the first time today.
I know, which is mental.
Yeah,
I feel like
it's crazy.
Known you for like ages. I also feel like I've met you before, but yeah.
That's the really crazy thing about doing stuff online. You still manage to build such a connection with someone that you meet in person and it just feels
the same.
Just normal. Yeah. But it's good. So I want to know if you can tell everyone about where you were at when I first slid into your DMs. So for some back context, I slid into Victoria's DMs. I found her on Instagram and I was like, hey, do you want some coaching? And she said, yes. So where were you at that point when you were like, oh my God, this is exactly what I needed?
Yeah, I think it was honestly for me, the perfect moment that you messaged me. I think we will go into it, but I think I was at my like rock bottom more or less at that point. And I don't think I knew probably how long I'd been at that kind of very low, low, low point for. I was recognizing in myself that I was to blame for a lot of it, in the sense that it was cycles that I was continuously putting myself in. Mm. And I was like, right, I need to do something. I need to sort myself out, pick myself up. But I also don't want to keep repeating these toxic patterns I keep finding myself in over and over and over and over. And it was just so strange. Like, it was, I don't know how you found me or did message me, or if you saw me and were like, this girl needs some help. But I felt like it, I say this a lot, but I did feel like it was kind of like the universe just bringing you into my life a little bit. And I know some people would be like, oh God, that's so whatever. But I felt like that. Like, you know what? I'm going to go for it. I want to find someone to help me. And what happens if I say like, no, do you know what I mean? Nothing's going to change. But I was like, if I say yes, it's not going to get any worse. I'm not going to lie, I was skeptical to think how in a 3 month time frame, doing an online course kind of thing, can I make any, will it work? I just didn't know if it would, but I was like, I'm happy to give it a try.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was kind of like such a blessing.
Yeah.
And it has been a journey, and I feel like it was for a while, it just felt like all of a sudden such a big shift happened. And I think for me, that was when it was such a game changer. Mm. I was very determined to do everything that you said, because I was like, it's not going to go anywhere unless I actually do the steps. And some things I found really hard initially to do. But yeah, just when it all kind of started clicking into place, and just the difference I felt just in myself, and kind of the bounce effect it had to other aspects of my life, have been incredible.
Crazy.
Yeah. So
yeah. And I've seen how much you've changed, and it has been in such a short time frame. Like, sometimes people start working with me and they're like, how long is it going to take? I said, it really depends on you, because obviously there's certain levels of trauma. Some things take longer to work through, but also it's about how willing are you to do really fucking hard things.
Yeah.
And you were willing to do the hard things.
Yeah.
You were just, anything I said, you were like, oh, yeah, okay, I need to do this. And you did it, and you got the result from it because you were up for that challenge.
Yeah, well, I think what's also really helpful is, I think you're very good, but you're also no bullshit. Do you know what I mean? At the end of the day. So, and it was like, if I'm not going to do the steps, it's also like, you're not, what can you do to help me?
Yeah.
And it's only myself to blame.
Mm.
Or like some things, you know, that one task that we did together, which was so hard for me to do, but that was the catalyst for like the biggest change.
Yeah.
I've done therapy and stuff before, because I had a lot of things in my childhood that were very different. It's a different, I think it's when you get to a point, it's a bit like if someone's an alcoholic or a drug, you know, addicted to drugs, until you recognize actually it's not me blaming the other people in my life for X, Y, Z, or this guy's a dick, or this is that, or whatever. It's like I am putting myself into these situations.
Yeah.
So I think it was like I got to such a point where I recognized this is me doing this and I need to now work the steps to heal myself and recognize what those traits are that I like to fall into.
Yeah.
And then I was very actively keen to make sure I stopped doing that. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was definitely.
You've done such an epic job. So do you feel comfortable sharing about some of the patterns that you were falling into when you...
Well, that's what we're here for. Be like, no, the quickest podcast ever.
No, that's it. That's the end of the podcast. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no, of course. But I think that was also at the start, one thing I found hard was even like, you know, it's not like we shared loads of things, but just also on social media, admitting or sharing that you're doing bits like this.
Yeah.
And I think the world is a much better place now where like mental health is very important. But I think we all put on such a mask. And I think I come across as like, I am very like generally, or I come across as very confident and whatever. But I think me having to show like, shit, no, I've got things I need to work out. And, you know, I'm not that confident and I feel very insecure and all these, I found that hard at the start to like admit that I needed help.
Yeah.
But then I think once I felt the changes, I was like, give a fuck what anyone thinks. Like, I feel the best I've ever felt. And if it can help just one other person.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I was like, I don't care what anyone thinks. So
I'm totally with you.
Yes, you can ask away.
Okay, awesome. I love what you said. And I think it is really important for having more people on Instagram just being real, because everyone does put on such a face. And I think so many people are struggling because they have to put on that face. I think it makes things worse.
Yeah.
But yeah, with that in mind, what were you kind of finding yourself continuing to see over and over again happening in your romantic life?
Always falling for just like, well, everyone can say the wrong person. It's not, it's more just like I had to recognize that I didn't trust myself at the end of the day. So I was falling into patterns where I was dating people or, you know, I can't ever really say they were like full-blown relationship, whatever the situationship word is. But kind of always at the start, I would always have such a gut feeling of like, this isn't going to be the person for me, or like it's going to cause me misery or upset. And at the start, I could kind of separate myself and I would be like, I was never very open. I'd find it really hard to be open to let people in because I'd been hurt so many times. Yeah. And then I think eventually when I would, I was just always with a person who would kind of like make me feel amazing one minute and then vanish another minute and then be there again and then not, and everything on their terms, and, you know, never knowing where I stood or what was going on and continuously guessing and just massive highs and humongous lows. But then also, like, I think you said to me once, like, were your highs actually that high? Or was it just generally the baseline was so low where, you know, maybe if someone just turned up to something they said they were going to, I was like, oh my God, that's like
the best thing
best
ever.
Thing ever.
Yeah.
And I think we put a lot of, like, I find it hard to meet people where, one, I find them like attractive straight away, or I'm very much a personality person, but I really want to find someone where I have like so much fun with them, or like I have that connection. And I think at the start you kind of get like, they would be the perfect person. And I'd be like, oh my God, yeah, they, you know, they're planning things. They are like, you know, messaging me back, or they are arranging dates, and then, you know, they make you feel amazing. And then it would just be like an absolute, like, once you let them in and felt comfortable, they would just go to like, boom.
Absolute shit show. Yeah.
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 And I just, my emotions were just all over the place. And I just completely lost myself, like 100% lost myself. And it was, I think that just happened over and over and over and over and over. And I think it was you teaching me that actually, you know, I had a lot of things when I was growing up, which have kind of led me into that scenario, whereas I needed their validation. So even though deep down I knew this person's not what I want, they really don't make me happy. I actually wasn't really bothered about it at the start anyway. But because I needed them to tell me I was okay, I was good enough, they do want me, I would be like so sucked into it. And until I got that, I was just miserable and I just would spiral in my head kind of thing. So yeah, that's a very long-winded way of saying whatever I did.
No, it's good. And I think like the more that you share, the more helpful it is for other people, because I've got at least... I think all of my clients who will be able to resonate with what you've said. And hundreds of other people, whoever is choosing to be on my YouTube at this point in time, will also resonate, because it is such a common thing. And so many people are unconsciously operating from this place of chasing that validation and trying to earn their worth from somebody else because they never received it when they were growing up. And it just becomes that, like, I'm trying to get what I never had because I'm trying to heal that wound that way.
Yeah.
When most of the time people just need to come back into themselves and be like, actually, I need to give that to myself.
Yeah.
So that I can choose healthier partners in my life.
Yeah.
So what would you say were the things, that situation that you were in, those cycles that just kept repeating, what was it kind of stopping you from being able to do in your life?
Like, when I look back, honestly, it was affecting so much. Like, I was, I mean, you know, I've had so many people that don't even see me often or know me well recently, who have just said, oh my God, you're like so happy. You seem so light. Like, you've got your spark back and whatever. And I think I got to such a low point. It affected just everything. Like my job, even like being in Dubai, I just was, you know, my sister and my mom would say to me, like, you're literally like a shadow of yourself. Or, you know, I'm not someone that would like run and jump for anybody, but, you know, if I would hold days free on the hopes that, like, oh, they said we were maybe going to do something, so like, I'll make sure that I can keep that day. Or like, we would plan something and then it would just drop off. And I was so unhappy. And like, I mean, some people I don't think realized how much it affected me, because I found it very hard to admit that I was probably struggling. And you're just like, it's fine, it's whatever. And, but that had been a pattern that had happened like over and over and over and over. Or I would always find myself kind of with someone and, you know, I knew they liked me, but for whatever reason, you know, it was the same up and down, up and down. But then I would always be the girl that then they would find someone next, and that would be the person they would like settle down with. And that would also happen a lot. And I'd be like, why is it when I'm like closed off, these people are like happy to be with me and want to see me, and as soon as I open up and like let them in, then they're like, psh, bye. So that always kept playing in my head, and I would be like, what's wrong with me? What am I doing? Like, why am I not good enough? I'm not pretty enough. I'm not this. I'm too like fat, muscly, thick, whatever. Do you know what I mean? You just blame on yourself. And that's, it just was a spiral of just anything negative you could think on yourself. But I think I had a lot of that in just every aspect of life. So your coaching for me hasn't been so much also just about like relationships. I also felt that way in my job, right? So a lot of people again think, oh, you're so confident in the room, you're so this. And it'd be like, unless someone tells me I'm doing something well, or they enjoyed it, or they liked me, or whatever, I would just think everyone thought it was shit or bad, or they hated that class, or they think I'm a crap trainer, or why would they listen to me? Why would they respect me? Or, you know, nothing positive, unless someone said, oh no, that was like really good, I really enjoyed that. Or no, like, and that was with everything. Or friends, you know, I'd have like good friends, and if they didn't message me back one day, I'd be like, oh my God, what have I done? Why do they hate me? Have I pissed them off? And da, 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 da. So that has been for me as well, like such a big thing. It's just, I think all of the anxiousness that I had that I've always been used to, the coaching for like relationships is also then like fed into every part, like friendships, family, my work, being able to, airplane mode this. Don't know what is going on. Always when you don't.
You're in high demand.
I'm like, what's happening? Perfect. There we go. Yeah, it's been a game changer for me, for just like, I feel like I know myself.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can, I've got my amazing friends in my life now, and I'm not scared to just be me. And it's just, it's been such a game changer for everything.
That's amazing.
And like my mom, you know, she hasn't seen me since I think I was at my lowest low. But she's like, just speaking to you on the phone, like, you're doing so well and you seem so happy. And, you know, it's never going to be amazing the whole time. Like, we've had lots of conversations where, you know, things will happen. And like, you know, even last night I was a bit like, not uncomfortable, but you still get emotions about things.
Yeah.
But I've learned to actually, you taught me to be like, that's absolutely normal and so fine to feel that way, and like sit in the emotion and actually experience it, and then I'm like, okay, let's move on. And it's
I love that.
That's been powerful. A really big part for me, just learning those skills to be able to just like acknowledge it, sit in it and be like, this is fine. And like, we move on. And then remember, actually, you were also so unhappy.
Yeah.
But like, you also don't need to think that everything was crap. Acknowledge that actually parts of it were really good. And there were parts that you really enjoyed. But generally, it was just, it wasn't going to be the right situation. And that's it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I love that. That is so powerful. And I think where a lot of people get stuck is that they don't actually allow themselves to feel what they're feeling, especially as someone with, let's say, anxious attachment or low self-worth. You'll see any kind of negative emotion as a sign that contributes to that belief that you have, like, oh, I'm feeling this, so I'm not good enough and I'm failing and I'm this and I'm that. But I think that I've seen it in you as well, where you used to panic about feeling these things before. And ever since you let that go, you've just been going up, up, up ever since. And it's so cool.
Yeah. No, that's been, I'm just talking to my friend Lisa about that. She's like, I told you to do that. And I was like, I know, but I didn't know how to do that.
Yeah.
But that, I think learning this skill, that for me has been such a game changer. And I think, like I said in the message, it's also like with work where like, I know triggers that can like trigger me. And it's like things where I'd be like, oh my God, what this happened? It's just like, okay, let's dial it back. Like, have you done anything wrong? And it's like, no. So it's like, okay, cool.
That is awesome.
But yeah, that's been really helpful. Like, and I don't really know how you taught me how to do it, but it's been, I think that's what's been like amazing. Like I said, I felt like just suddenly everything clicked.
Yeah.
And I don't really know how it clicked.
Yeah.
But it just did.
Yeah. I think there's been quite a few things. Let's say a lot of the mindset reprogramming happens in a session when you talk about things in hindsight.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily that like you were in the moment and you did something differently. You kind of had to have a shit moment for you to come in and us to kind of break through it and kind of reframe the way that you see it and give you an idea. Like we talk about in hindsight, like what would you do differently next time? And I think we do that a lot in our sessions, and it's that idea. It's like, oh, I actually realized that I can do something differently next time. So you go into that thing and you've got something in the back of your mind where you're like, I don't actually have to operate in that same way that I did before.
Yeah. Well, so, I think also like there was that situation where I said, oh, normally because I would have wanted to see how someone would have reacted or something like around me. And then I said, I was like, I was feeling crap. I knew actually the situation was probably not going to go in a way that I would want it to go. So I took myself out of it and avoided it entirely, which normally I would have been like run into it, even knowing it was going to make me feel worse. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that was the first time when I did that and I was like, oh my God, something is happening.
It's shifting.
Yeah. And I think just like realizing again, it's like sometimes I get angry at myself to be like, why, you know, have I done this for so long? But when I look back, like I said, I had therapy growing up, but my childhood was so different to a lot of people. So where it's like the anxiousness or wanting people's validation, it's because like half my life, you know, I was unwell. Well, we all are a product of like, you know, my role models. I love my mom in so much, but like my mom and dad's relationship was, you know, not something to aspire to. Mm. And I guess like from a kid, I always wanted his validation, which I never got. So I've always sought to find that. And then I was really unwell. I was out of kind of like society for like most of my life. And then when I came back, it was kind of like, I didn't have friends, didn't have anyone and just friends in my life. I would do anything, even if it put me in a bad situation, because I'd be like, well, I need them to like me. And like, I can't offer them anything, or like, I'm not going to be clever enough because I didn't get to go to school and I didn't do uni and I didn't do this. And like, my sisters are super clever and my sister's super beautiful and like, she's so popular and da la 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 la. Mm. And, you know, I think it's not per se even just men. It would be like early friendships in my life. I let people walk all over me because I was like, why would they want to be friends with me otherwise? And I think that's really slowly improved. And probably a lot of, when I first came to Dubai, lots of people are like, oh my God, you were so, they thought I was very confident, but would also come off as like a standoffish, like people would kind of say, oh, you look a bit like a bitch. And I was like, oh my God, why would people think that? Like, I'm not at all. But they took that as like, I would have just been shy. and insecure, but they were reading it as me being like, oh, they don't want, she doesn't want anything to do with us kind of thing.
Yeah.
It, for me, it's been a really long process to like actually find myself. This has probably helped me the most in terms of healing from relationship with my dad, but also like when I was ill, I literally have probably blocked the majority so of it much, out of my head.
Yeah.
And then realizing actually it all stems from there, but just knowing like, come on, Victoria, you're 35 now. Like, definitely want to meet someone. I definitely want to have a partner. I definitely want to get married. And I'm never going to find that. And I don't want a relationship like my parents. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, but I'm doing all of the wrong things. I'm following every pattern to, and not like the people that I dated were like my dad, but in the terms of the feeling that I had,
chasing
where it's just
love.
Chasing someone to tell me that they love me and I'm good enough and they want to be with me.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, not doing anything to help myself into finding like that person who I just want, like my partner in crime, and like that's it. So,
yeah. And I mean, before we started the podcast, you were saying how you feel like you're operating from such a different place now.
Yeah.
And I think before you were very much in that survival mode of, I need that validation in order for me to feel worthy. Otherwise, I feel like I'm not good enough and I need to have that confidence from someone else.
Yeah.
Whereas now you're like, I feel confident and I'm like...
Well, like literally today, I was like saying just walking my dog before I came here. And it's like, I think I've... Even when we've been going through this process, like I felt much better. But in the early on, it was still very much like, right, end goal is to meet someone who's good and, you know, I want to be with them. And I think it's... I was out with friends last night. And I think it's like, you know, I'm putting myself out there. I'm out a lot. I'm open to meeting people. But I think... It hit me today that I'm like, I don't think I've ever felt this like whole. So I feel just like if I do meet someone now, I'm actually like me and I'm very much ready to let someone in. But I'm also like, fuck it, I'm really having a nice time. Like I'm really enjoying myself. Whereas I wouldn't, it's not that I was having a bad time before, but it was kind of always like, oh, well, I met someone and let's see, do they message me? Do they not? And now I'm like, you know, like, got a guy's number the other weekend. What it's just open to, but I'm really enjoying being myself.
Yeah.
And it's not that like being single or with someone, I feel like I'm just happy to be me.
Yeah.
So then I think it slowly, it doesn't need to rush.
Yeah.
But I feel like if it does fall into place and that does happen, I'm like, great. And it will be the right person, but it's, I'm also happy to let them in. And I feel so confident. I feel in terms of everything, just like, being by myself, just having a Sunday where maybe I don't go and see anybody and I'm just like at home and I'm having the nicest time just chilling, loving work, loving seeing my friends. I just feel like I'm loving and enjoying life. And I've had a week where it's been like, I think I was telling you, I was like, oh my God, work is a bit crazy and I'm all over the place and I'm stressed. But I was like, it's nothing bad. It's just things aren't always rosy and you have weeks where you're more tired, but I'm still so happy and I'm not relying... I think I texted you one being like, and my happiness isn't due to any person or anything. It's not like, oh my God, I got a new car. And that's maybe like happy for whatever. Oh, I met this guy and it's whatever. I was like, I just feel super happy.
Yeah.
And I don't think I ever remember ever feeling like that.
Wow.
Just for myself, if that makes sense.
That makes complete sense. Yeah. It's not relying on external circumstances
it's
to
not
make
been,
you feel...
Down to a job, down to a friend, down to whatever. I don't think I've ever felt in myself truly happy. So I feel like that for me is where I'm like the most grateful.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's honestly all I could ask for. So
you've obviously mentioned like the positive impact that it's had on the way that you feel about yourself and you feel better at work. But what do you feel like are the other opportunities that this kind of transformation has opened up for you in your life?
Do you mean with like guys?
Everything, yeah.
Okay, so I guess for people that are for, you know, really trying to work on like relationships with guys, girls, whatever, I think for me, it's been just, again, like a few scenarios where it's like, look, I'm very happy now just being open to meet people, but also being very clear. I'm like, I'm not dating just to like, you know, if there's a guy that takes my number, but he's... not looking for a long term. I'm like, I'm not going to waste my time with it. It doesn't mean that you can't go and have fun. I want to go and have fun with someone, but also potentially hope that it does go somewhere. Or I went on a date with a guy and then I felt like we were not on the same page. And normally I would shy away, maybe just like because I'd be too nervous to send a message or what will he think of me or whatever. And I think you've taught me actually, if you just tell people how it is, it's like, one, they actually respect you more. Two, it also gives them the chance to be like, oh my God, I didn't even realize that was the situation. Or for them to be like, absolutely fair enough, and like respect that you said it. And I just messaged being like, look, I've had a really great time, but honestly, I think we're on a little bit of a separate page here. This is what I'm looking for. And, you know, he was just like, oh my God, I really didn't want to come across that way. And da la 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 la. Or we were talking about someone as well, where I was just like, right now, I don't think it's like quite right. And and again, probably in the past, I would have just like waited for it to fizzle out or ghosted them. And I mean, that's horrible if it happens to you anyway. But, and again, just being honest and saying that this is what I'm looking for in a dating experience. It's not really going that way. And then for them to be like, totally get that, totally understand, like, let's see what happens in a few months' time or whatever.
Yeah.
And just not being scared, just to say like that this is what I'm after. Or if you do meet someone that you think's cute, you're at a bar, they take your number, and, you know, I'm not afraid to say like, look, I want to have fun and whatever, but also I am not, I'm not the 35s old, but I'm like, I'm 35. I do want to meet someone, and I'm not just in it to like fuck around, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that's been amazing, and not scared and not worried. If they don't, if they think, oh my God, she's a, what, not for me, or a psycho or whatever, I'm like, whatever, I'm out.
if somebody thinks that you're a psycho for wanting to settle down, that says a lot more about
But
them,
you know what I mean? When some people are like, oh, it's a bit full on. It's like, yeah, it's not to be full on. I'm just like being honest. Like, this is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And actually all I've had back is people being like, the, oh my God, like, thank you for telling me, or I'm on the same page. And I think the first, what the guy where I first was like, I think this is not, like, you seem to be after just like one thing and I'm not just after that. He was like, I did not want to come across that way. And he actually thanked me because he was like, I'm obviously doing something not right here. And he didn't want to act that way. Yeah. Work has changed hugely for me. And like, even, you know, in my meetings with my bosses, they've all said, you've just, they were like, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, because it's just my aura, I think, has changed a lot. Like, I just feel so happy. I mean, it can be, as we discussed, like my job is like a lot of people can come in, come out, and I can't per se. There are some situations that become a bit trickier, but I'm loving my job and just like, I feel very happy in that. Whereas I just felt like bogged down before, and people could feel it. And I think having clients, like I said, who I don't see all the time, or they don't know me as a friend or on the outset, we see each other maybe in my class, speak for 5 minutes, but I've had so many people come up to me and just say, you just seem so light and just so happy, and you seem like your old self. And I don't think my old self was actually the good version of me. I feel like I obviously was happier and I got to rock bottom. I feel now like a completely newborn human.
Yeah.
Like my relationship with my family. I mean, my sister's a bit like you. She's zero bullshit. But, you know, and it's just because she worries about me, and she only wants the best for me.
Yeah.
But I think she's been so happy to see like such a positive change. And, you know, she's very good at just being like, cut this fucking thing out, or do this or do that. And it's easier said 100%. Than done. But it's also like, okay, you can cut that thing out. But I was a mess. So it was like, I need to work on why I'm a mess. So she's been so happy to see that. She's actually coming out next week with the kids.
Oh, is she? Nice.
Yeah, so I can't wait.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. And I think I've just done so many new things since I've been working with you. Like, I don't know why. I felt like I was in such a, like, if I wasn't teaching, I was just at home or, like, waiting around for someone or whatever. Now I'm like, wake surfing when I want to. Like, it sounds really stupid to say, but even just being like, fuck it, I'm going to go for a run on Kite Beach, or like seeing if people want to join me. Or I just feel like I'm taking every opportunity. And like the party that I was at yesterday, like I only knew one girl and she was like, can you come with me? I was like, fuck it, yeah, I'll go. And we had the best time and we met some really cool new people. So that's been so nice, because I actually wouldn't have done that before. I would have been like, oh God, I don't know anyone. Like, why would they want, who like, would have overthought every aspect.
Yeah.
So I think just being like, just go and do it. Like, just be yourself and enjoy it. And what's the worst that can happen? I'm on like a boat for the afternoon. Yeah, if I don't love everyone I'm with, like, what's the alternative? I'll just sit at home and watch Netflix or something.
Yeah.
So, no, that's been, I think, just again, the, I don't really know how to word it, just the confidence and just feeling like happy. Or like one of my closest friends from the UK, and I haven't seen her for ages just because obviously I'm here, she's there. She's now got two kids and all that kind of stuff. But she's voiced out to me the other day. and was like, obviously, like, just catching up. She's like, I see your Instagram. She's like, I know what Instagram can be like, and it's not always the true story. And how are you doing? I know you were like not that happy, and blah, blah, blah. And I voice noted her back, and I was like, you know what, Charlie, this is the first time I can say my Instagram is literally like depicting exactly how I feel. Like, wow. I feel so happy. And it's the first time where I'm like, it's not a smile and then you're like crying your eyes out in the background. I was like, I actually feel I'm loving life and I feel so happy. And she was like, oh my God, it's like the best to hear. So,
because
I know Instagram is like that, it's a mask, but it's the first time where actually, like, if I look happy, I'm having the time of my life. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And I think that you should be so proud of yourself for doing the hard things and being willing to face yourself and be like, this is where I am a mess. I mean, I don't love the term I'm a mess because I feel like people are just like operating from being hurt. But you were willing to see the ways that you were being responsible for the circumstances that you were creating in your life. And a lot of people find that so difficult to do, which is why they just stay the same. And you've seen them.
Yeah.
Some of the men that you've been dating, they're just running.
Yeah.
Running. But you're like, I don't want to run away from myself and my life anymore.
Yeah. But I think that was also learning. You taught me, actually, it's not that like you need to be like, they're a dick, they're this, whatever. Yeah. It's like they've got their own issues. Mm-hmm. And it's whether they decide to recognize it and change it, or are they just going to keep also following the same pattern. But I mean, for like 35 years of my life, I was doing the same pattern. So it's like, I just got to a point where I was like, I can't feel shit like this anymore. And it's only myself to blame if I continue it on. Do you know what I mean? So, and I also was like, I cannot have the same conversation again with my friends. But yeah, so that's why I use the term of like, it's the same if not the same, but you know, if you have any sort of like issue, like again, a problem with alcohol or drugs or food or whatever, it's like, unless your friends can say everything to you, and unless you actually recognize and want to actively make a change, it's not going to happen. Yeah. And you can talk about it, whatever, but it's like, it's me. And I actually can't blame these guys that I've dated because I've happily put myself in that scenario and I've pandered along to it, just waiting for them to say, no, we want you and you're good enough and whatever. So it's like, right, and before I would be so sad and upset because I don't know. Now it's like I can separate being like, this is their issue.
Yeah.
It's not me.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's a compatibility thing. Whatever's going on with them, they're at a time in their life where they can't offer me what I actually want from a relationship. It's not making me happy. It's not going to make me happy unless they do things to change. They're not doing those things to change. So we just have to separate. And like, it's a separate issue. It's not like, they don't want me, they don't like me, I'm not good enough. It's just, you know, we're not compatible for what I want. And I think learning, actually for me in a relationship, what is really important. And if I'm not getting that from the start, and be like, okay, this isn't going to be for me. Like, I need someone who doesn't just say words. their actions are better than their words, probably.
Yeah.
Consistency. I just want someone to be themselves. I don't want the bullshit. I just want to be me. I want them to be them. And I think for me, I meet a lot of people where they talk a lot of shit.
Mm.
And it's not that they don't mean it, but they just don't act upon it. And then I can't be doing the flip-flopping up and down and like, you know, the anxiety. And if someone, I think at the start, I think what you said, like if it's like this, if you're feeling this way from early doors where you're guessing yourself or like, will it happen? Will it not happen? It's not going to get easier. It's probably just going to get worse.
Yeah.
So recognizing those flags and instead of what I would do before, I'd be like running into them and be like, well, let's just keep trying. Or they've said this, or like, oh no, but they said they want to do something on this day. Or like, oh no, they've come back in, or then they go off again and la 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 la. I'm now like, okay, no, let's just move on from that. And it's again, it's not a me or a them. It's just, we're not compatible.
Yeah. I love that. Just not taking things personally.
Yeah.
That's
and it's not that like it's easy, or I definitely still have moments. Mm. And that's what I said to you, right? Especially coming up to the end of the 3 months. It's like, I feel like we've made a big change. I feel so good, but I've even voiced to you like, oh my God, but what if, like, I think because I realize it's 3 months is such a small period of time for stuff like this. Yeah. I'm like, but like, what if I fall backwards? Or what if I do this? Or what if I do that? And like, you then also come back to me being like, no, but you've recognized a lot of these emotions where you wouldn't have done that in the past. And I think, it's just,
well, you have to think of it this way. when you come into the session and you tell me about all of the things that you've done differently, like, that's all you.
Yeah.
That's not me.
Yeah.
But I totally understand what you mean as well, when it has been such a short amount of time and you kind of just want to stay in that mind frame of, yeah, I want to keep moving forward and I want to make sure that I keep growing. So yeah, and I think 3 months is really the minimum amount of time, and you've done so much growth in the last three, yeah, months. So,
yeah, I think,
and there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, yeah,
and I think it's more just to make sure, like, again, my childhood is something that I've, like, always, like, pushed away. So I think, yeah, it's just also making sure, okay, no, like, we've definitely broken these patterns. But now I'm entering a different phase, I think, from where we started, right? At the start, we were trying to navigate getting out of something. And then I think I fell off a cliff after, like, not fell off a cliff, but, you know, it was like we did something really hard together, yeah, which I say to everyone, if it wasn't for you, like, I don't think I would have done it. I would have just put it off. Same cycle. Yeah. And I remember when you pushed me and I was like, what, right now? You want me to say it right now? But that was like the big game changing, yeah, point, right? And we definitely went through a few days after where a few things happened, yeah, a few crying voice notes. Yeah.
It's totally understandable.
A panic, a spiral, or what, like, oh my God, what do I do? But it's more now I'm navigating, like, dating people.
Yeah. Yeah. Different ball game.
Yeah, so yeah. That for me is now a whole new, and I think I just want to make sure, like, I feel like, you know, from the start, probably I would message you like multiple times every single day, whereas it's like, I feel like I'm definitely more self-confident in trusting my feelings, but I haven't done the dating thing, mm-hmm, where I feel like I do now. So yeah, I think it's just making sure, okay, for a bit longer, I just want to make sure I can navigate this and, like, I keep learning the tools that I need to.
Absolutely.
I think it's a different phase, and it's just making, like you said, I think probably if you're like, actually, I don't have time for this, I'll see you later. Yeah. But just making sure I have the confidence in myself for the skills that you've taught me.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. And you are right. It is a different ballgame when you're entering dating. So I think you've done a lot of really great stuff to prepare yourself for what kind of people you will entertain the idea of being in a relationship or dating. So that's a good start. But yeah, obviously there's going to be lots of little bits and bobs along the way.
Always
a
roller coaster. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, such is life, I think.
Yeah. But I mean, that's a good, and I don't want it to be like rosy. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I want to find that person where I want to travel. I want to have fun with someone. I want to, like, if I'm feeling down, I'm not scared to say that I'm feeling down.
Yeah.
If they're feeling down, they're not scared to say. But also at the start of the dating, like, I want to have fun. I want to be like the butterflies, and I want to have, like, oh my God, like, I'm excited and what's going on. And, like, you're getting to know someone new. Cause I do find it hard at the start to really probably not shared my space now for a very long time. Like, I, you know, anyone that I've dated, cause it's been a situationship.
Mm.
It's also not been someone where they're like at your place the whole time. But also I was very happy for that at the start because I found it hard to let people in. So if I ever was at a guy's house, you know, all of my friends would be like, why would you not want to stay? And I'm like, get me out of there. I want to wake up in my own bed and I want to do my own thing in the morning. Or like, if a guy generally would ever stay over, I'd be like, are they going to go? Like,
oh my gosh.
But then probably the last guy I was with, it was at a point where it was like, I was wanting those things to happen. And then it just wasn't. Do you know what I mean? So it's, I think I'm more open to meet someone where it be like, oh my God, it's exciting. And then I want to wake up with someone and maybe have a coffee in the morning. And like, I think when you meet the person where you're having fun, but also to be able to on a Sunday, just like chill the fuck out if you want to. And it's like, it doesn't always have to be like, we're going out and drinking like as much as we can and just doing fun things. But I want the buzz of the dating. And then it like leads on to something where you just ride life up and down.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And that definitely can exist. And I think you've felt it. I think you said recently that you went somewhere and you met someone who did make you feel excited, which is positive. You're like, it's the first time I've actually thought someone was attractive and felt excited by them. And they've been really nice.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what's the catch?
Hopefully no catch.
Yeah. No, exactly. Because again, like that for me, like my friend Charlie also said, she was like, you never actually see someone to me. Like, you'll always say, oh, maybe you met someone, but you're never like, oh, I was super attracted to them.
Yeah.
So she's like, I've never heard you say, those words. So yeah, and it's coming. No, I think, but that's also what I really feel now. It might not be any of these people that I've kind of had an interaction with recently, but I feel so whole in myself that I feel like now or whenever I do, it is a time that it will be the right person, yeah, and I can actually let them in. Whereas honestly, before I feel like I was such, even before the situationship, like looking for that person to fill a void.
Yeah.
As opposed to now, I don't think I'm looking for anyone to fill a void. I feel like I'm really happy. Mm. And now it will be what will be.
Yeah. Looking for someone to add as opposed to fill.
And I've always said that I want them to make my life better. I don't want them to make it worse. But I think I was also looking for that person to make me feel, they were making me feel like I needed them to feel happier and better. Whereas now it's like, no, I feel really good. So then anyone coming into it, if they start to make me feel bad early doors or give me anxiety, I'm like, that's for me like a no-go. So,
yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So, so happy. And it is really amazing to see how much you've grown. If you were to say to someone who was maybe feeling the way that you were feeling before, and they were like, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I can change. I don't know. Is it my fault? Is it their fault? Like, what would you say?
I would honestly hugely recommend doing something like this, because I think, one, it makes you self-grow so much. So if you are willing to actually put the work in. I was really honestly uncomfortable at the start in terms of like opening up, sharing, letting people know that actually I needed a little bit of help. But I think if you invest in it and you actually say, okay, like, I'm going to give it a go and see what happens.
Yeah.
It has made such a difference. I just don't know why you wouldn't do it. But I think your friends are always your friends. They can be there to comfort you, whatever. But I think having you, who was such a like external factor, but also you're doing it from a completely different mindset. It's not just saying this person's not right for you or this situation isn't right. It's then actually giving you the tools where you're going to be in those situations again, but to learn how to like not run to it or stop that pattern. But talking to you about like situations that I was in, because it was just a black and white, I would tell you what I've done wrong or what was going on. And you could just be so neutral. And I will listen to you. Not that I wouldn't listen to my friends, but you know, my sister for God knows how long was just like, just do this, just do that. And I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But then also if I'd just done that, one, I would have gone back for sure, because that's all I kept doing.
Mm.
But I would nowhere, even if when I was away with her, I cut this thing out of my life, I was a bit miserable and I wasn't healing anything. I wasn't recognizing any traits that I was doing, toxic traits, whatever. So it's like, you need to learn about yourself if you want to improve yourself. So I would just say it is such a small, the amount that we spend on like a brunch and a this and a whatever. And it's like, it's so important sometimes if you need help, just to be like, right, I'm actually going to do this. And it's a game changer. And me and my friends joke, we always sit and have coffee and I'm like, I'm always like, everyone needs a Sarah. We're talking about any issues. It's like, I'll get you a Sarah, don't worry. But no, I couldn't recommend it enough. And I do talk about you a lot to people. And like I said, that time I was in the gym and two people who I don't know, and they were two guys actually, and they just, not weirdly, but they follow me on Instagram and they see it and they're like, just going onto your YouTube page or seeing that, they were like, thank you so much. Aww. And it's like, you know, we shouldn't be shocked if there was guys saying that. You know, they also go through
so
stuff.
Much. Yeah.
But yeah, that was amazing. Just to literally have people say like, thank you so much for like, or just the tidbits that you throw out. Like, it's so helpful. And I keep so many of them that you just put on Instagram. Because it's so true. Just sometimes when you see things in black and white, you're like, it's so true.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you just look back on it, you're like, you just need that little click reminder.
Yeah.
Just for 3 months, just try it and just see. And it's been incredible. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad that you had that experience. Yeah. And selfishly, really happy that you're going to continue working with me.
Oh, no, for sure. Yeah,
I've really loved working with you.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing to see you grow. So here's to continued growth.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you so much for taking your time out to come on the podcast and share your story. I'm sure that a lot of people are going to resonate and benefit from a lot of the things that you've said. And maybe we'll be back here again in 3 months' time.
I know, yeah, my God.
Hit subscribe to find out where Victoria ends up in 6 months. And she promised she'd invite me to her wedding. So if she does, I'll definitely post that on the YouTube. All right. Awesome. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next episode.